Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There will be at least one presidential debate. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will meet September 10th on ABC. He wants to do two more next month.
I am happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10th, for sure.
That's the vice president's response as she was ready to board a flight from Detroit to Arizona. Dozens of surfers, canoe paddlers, and boat riders made their way into the ocean off Lahaina to remember the 102 people who were killed in the Maui wildfires. The nation's deadliest wildfires in more than a century destroyed the historic town a year ago. Tornado watches are extended through 7 a.m. tomorrow from the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore areas as Tropical Depression Debbie approaches. There are flood watches in the Carolinas to New England. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issues an executive order requiring all Texas hospitals to collect information about undocumented immigrants who use them. This is ABC News. Police in New Orleans are searching for two suspects they say stole human remains and a bike from an apartment. Local reports say the remains were in the form of ashes. A crack in a serial killer cold case that dates back to the 70s.
For 47 years, there has been a mystery in Ventura County. Who killed three women, all who were working in the sex industry in 1977, all strangled to death? Now, after getting a DNA match, investigators have identified 73-year-old Warren Alexander, who was already in jail in North Carolina for a cold case murder there. Ventura County DA Eric Nazarenko.
Today marks the first crucial step towards achieving long-awaited justice for these three women.
Alexander now extradited to California. Alex Stone, ABC News.
From the podium to the classroom, gold medal-winning Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles and Jade Carey are going back to school. Chiles attends UCLA, Carey, Oregon State. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says he'll ask for more money in the next state budget. He told a legislative study committee Thursday the state needs to increase its investment in its public universities if they're going to stay competitive. Wisconsin ranks 43rd in the country in supporting four-year schools. Primary election day is Tuesday. There are bilingual ballots for those who need them, Brittany Merlot explains.
In Marathon County, some Spanish-speaking information is given to voters. But if a non-English speaker needs additional assistance to vote, some exceptions can be made. First, they can bring a translator with them, all the way to the polling booth. This person, though, cannot be a boss or an employer. And if you speak Hmong, you can go to the Hmong American Center in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers sweep the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A long game, but an incredible finish. The Brewers beating the Braves in Atlanta today, 16-7, to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. During the series, the Brewers outscoring the Braves 34-12. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days. That's especially against a team that's as capable of, you know, they've, like us, they've been crushed by injuries.
The crew hitting six home runs in five innings. Next, they Hut back home and open up a weekend series tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Reds. NFL, Packers getting ready for their game against the Cleveland Browns, their first preseason game, and it'll be without their first-round draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
He had a shoulder. He'll be out for, it's nothing long-term, but he's going to be out probably for a week or so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. An earlier start time, kickoff 3:25 Saturday afternoon at Cleveland. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool and mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, cool for August, highs upper 60s. Beautiful weekend ahead, sunshine and a high in the low 70s Saturday and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. It's 60 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. Donald Trump's going to hold a press conference in a couple of hours. We'll see if it's a real press conference. We'll see if he says anything of consequence. My guess is he's going to whine about not wanting to show up and debate Kamala Harris on ABC News. He'll only do it in a safe space. You know, he's such a snowflake. Or, I don't know, maybe he's going to complain about, you know, J.D. Vance's swift boat attempts on Tim Walz, the lies that he's telling, saying that, you know, Walz tried to, he retired after 24 years because he was going to be deployed, which is a complete lie. He retired long before his unit was deployed, or even before they knew that they would deploy, number one. And then number two, J.D. Vance, who, you know, was a corporal, right? Who had a desk job as a correspondent in the Army, or in the Marine Corps. He's criticizing Walz, saying that that he retired as a sergeant, a commander sergeant major, that his retirement was not as a commander sergeant major, but merely as a sergeant major. Well, he was a commander sergeant major when he retired, but his retirement pay is based on his being a sergeant major, because you've got to be a sergeant, a commander, so you've got to get the retirement pay for a higher rank. You've got to jump through a bunch of hoops that involves about 3 years, and he didn't jump through those hoops. He just retired. It's weird that J.D. Vance is attacking a veteran. He's trying to do this swift boat thing, and it's just, I don't think it's going to work. I think it's just pathetic. Well, weird, I think. You know, he just needs to go back to his couch instead of stalking the vice president's plane. Anyhow, democracy undone, the Texas placebo ballot plot. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to lay the groundwork, Trump once told the group leading Project 2025. He's now trying to run away from it. And the Wall Street Journal thinks they're attacking Tim Walz. This is hysterical. I'll get to that in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, Phil Etner is going to drop by with an update from Ukraine. Also, how Russia and Elon Musk are screwing with the United Kingdom. Is America up next? I think you can take that to the bank. And a crazy alert, RFK, he didn't just want that bear for roadkill. He boasts that he's got an entire freezer full of roadkill. Ooh, weird. Anyhow, in the third hour of our program, will there be a peaceful transfer of power in January of next year? You know, in 6 months, roughly, or 5 months, or whatever it is. Joe Biden is skeptical. He's concerned, let's say. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. Also, Vance is busted after a resurfaced post jabbing the undisputed war hero. We'll get to that. The things that Vance had to say about Barry McCaffrey are just reprehensible. Also, a swing state Republican mayor has launched a group called Republicans for Harris because he says, quote, our party's nominee is not qualified for office. Wow. a lot going on here. But I want to start out with Democracy Undone, the Texas placebo ballot plot. You know, you're all familiar with this, how Republicans have been purging people off the voting rolls. You know, for example, Greg Palast found that in the before the 2018 election, when the current governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, was Secretary of State, he purged about 500,000 people off the voting rolls, and Greg Palast was able to demonstrate that over 300,000 of those people should not have been purged. They had never moved. They just mostly happened to be black people living in democratically voted districts. But so anyhow, I documented that last week and we talked about it, but those kind of things, and this is happening in red states all over the country, you know, where they're just purging people like, you know, left and right like crazy, particularly people who live in big cities. But that does produce some blowback. People get seriously pissed off when they show up at the polls and are told that the Republican administration of their state has removed them from the voting rolls. Now, at that point, it's too late to do anything about it other than fill out a placebo ballot, a provisional ballot. And that's kind of part two of this story. Provisional ballots are counted a little more than half of the time, but a lot of the time they're simply not counted, and it varies from state to state. So bottom line, and provisional ballots came about as a result of the Help America Vote Act of 2002. You know, Bob Ney essentially invented them. Bob, who's been a guest on this program many times, a Republican congressman from Ohio. And, you know, it was a good faith effort to make it easier for people to vote. But here's the thing. Your provisional ballot doesn't get counted unless you show up at the Secretary of State's office and prove that you are who you are, even though you already did that the first time you registered to vote. You've got to do it all over again if you get purged. Or in the case of Texas, they've come up with this whole new scheme. I think you could call it passive-aggressive voter suppression. Instead of showing up and being told that you've been purged from the list, which, like I said, just pisses people off, you show up and you're told that you've been put on the suspension list, or they call it the suspense list, and you're given a provisional ballot. The problem, of course, is that provisional ballots are often not counted. And your provisional ballot won't be counted unless you drive to the Secretary of State's office, which could be 100 miles from you, and, you know, present the ID that you originally registered to vote with and prove that you're residents and all that kind of stuff. Most people don't do that. Many people don't even know that they have to do that. Now, here's the kicker. Keep in mind, in Texas, most statewide elections are won by Republicans with a 1-2, at the most 3 or 4% voter margin. 12%, according to the Dallas Morning News, 12% of the entire Texas voter, 12% of all registered voters in Texas are currently on the suspension list. Let that sink in. 12%. Now, if they could just, you know, make it so that most of those people on that suspension list are black or Hispanic or live in big cities, and, you know, we don't know because they don't publish the list, but I would be willing to bet money that that's the case, then this is how Republicans maintain power in Texas. Just put 12% of the voters on a list where their vote only gets counted if after they cast their placebo ballot, their provisional ballot, they take a day off work and drive, and within 6 days after the election, take a day off work and drive to the Secretary of State's office and prove that they are who they said they were and who they already proved they were when they first registered to vote. I mean, this is just insane. If you own a gun in Texas, and the state wants to take away your gun, they have to go to court. They have to prove that they have good reason to go to your house and take away your gun. But if they want to take away your vote, if they want to put you on the suspense list or purge you altogether from the voting rolls, they don't even have to tell you. It's just because you have a right to a gun, but you don't have a right to a vote. And this, by the way, these rules were established by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. In the Shelby County decision, I believe it was in 2012, where they basically gutted the Voting Rights Act. And of course, in the recent gun control gun liberation decisions by these now six Republicans on the Supreme Court, in which they have established that you have a right to own a gun and you can carry it anywhere you want, and you know, quack, 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 quack. So nearly 12% of Texas's roughly 18 million voters are on the suspension list. This is how these guys expect to win an election. So we'll keep an eye on this. But like I said, if you live in Texas, well, if you live in any red state, double check your voter registration. You can do it at vote.org. Double check your voter registration right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, I'll tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support your healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet alone. Plus, this clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com, code Tom.
They say our voices count, but they shut the door. Lines stretch for miles in the heat and the cold. They change the rules, move the poles, they make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. Old voter suppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free. We got to fight for every voice to be heard.
Enough of the voter suppression, huh? Donald Trump is claiming, I don't know anything about Project 2025. I don't even know those people. Nobody speaks for me. J.D. Vance yesterday, nobody speaks for Donald Trump. Yeah, right. Well, it turns out that Donald Trump in, let's see, it was last year, I guess. It was 2022. He was on a flight, a private jet with the president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, and there was, a little press availability, and he said, they're going to lay the groundwork and detailed plans for exactly what our movement will do. Right. Here he is with the leader of Project 2025 saying he's going to tell us what to do, and now he's saying, I don't even know the guy. Yeah. Project 2025, by the way, eliminating the Education Department, weakening protections for career civil servants, ending affirmative action, reversing restrictions on greenhouse gases. Of course, you got to do that because it's the right-wing petro-billionaires who are funding the GOP right now. So, there's no such thing as climate change. Oh, don't look at that storm down in the southeast of the United States. It's crazy. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal, this is how completely out of touch Republicans are, particularly the billionaires who basically own the Republican Party, like, Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, who own the Wall Street Journal. This is how out of touch these billionaires are with the average Americans and what Americans want. The Wall Street Journal, I don't know if it was yesterday or if it was this morning. It's, breaking news this morning, so I'm guessing it was today's Wall Street Journal, but it might have been yesterday's. Just came out with an editorial, an op-ed, in which the editors are attacking the Harris-Walls campaign, and specifically Tim Walz. And they're going after him for what he did in Minnesota. So just, imagine you're an average voter. right? Not some MAGA freak and you know, not a well-informed Democrat, just an average voter. And you read this in the Wall Street Journal. These are the things that Tim Walz did. By the way, they're saying these are the terrible things that Tim Walz did. And I'll just quote from the Wall Street Journal. Funding the North Star Promise Program, which provides free college for students with a family income under $80,000. Creating a state system for paid family and medical leave capped at a combined 20 weeks a year and funded by a 0.88% payroll tax. Mandating that public utilities generate 80% carbon-free electricity by 2030, ramping up to 100% by 2040. He's a fervent believer in climate action. Subsidizing electric vehicles by requiring EV charging infrastructure within or adjacent to new commercial and multifamily buildings. Passing one of the nation's most permissive abortion statutes that has essentially no limits and no age consideration for minors. Declaring Minnesota to be a trans refuge, with a law saying that the state will ignore a court order for the removal of a child issued in another state because that child's parent or guardian assisted the child in receiving gender-affirming care in this state. And establishing automatic voter registration and letting Minnesotans sign up for a permanent absentee ballot option. The horror. Oh, my God. The Wall Street Journal is really upset that Tim Walz is providing free college to anybody in the state, including illegal immigrants who make under $80,000 a year. It's breathtaking that he has created a state system for paid family and medical. Who doesn't want paid family and medical leave? Do you really want the cook or the waiter in the restaurant who's going to be coughing all over your plate to be showing up for work sick because they don't have paid sick days? I mean, I don't understand how the Republican logic around this, other than, you know, just work them till they die, right? Mandating the public utilities generate 80% carbon-free electricity by the end of this decade. That's great. I mean, you know, Minnesota's got a bunch of wind year-round, and they got a bunch of sun, actually. I mean, you know, not so much in the winter, but certainly in the summer. Having a permissive abortion statute, in other words, just trusting women and their doctors to make the right decisions. Oh, how can you do that? Declaring the state a trans refuge state, you know, hey, we're going to protect you from the bigots. And establishing automatic voter registration. Oh, my God. And you can sign up to be a permanent absentee. In other words, to always get a mail-in ballot in Minnesota. This is just beyond the pale, isn't it? I'm just baffled. I mean, the Wall Street Journal editorial board thinks these are bad things. That tells you everything you need to know about the GOP.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be ninja warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you
you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. 34 minutes past the hour. The other thing that the Trump campaign is attacking Tim Walz over, first off, you know, they're trying to do the Swift Boat thing, which, by the way, the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth back in 2004, were largely funded by Harlan Crow, the guy who was bribing Clarence Thomas. So that in 2010 he would vote for Citizens United, and then after Citizens United passed, Harlan Crow's political donations just exploded. I mean, went up hundreds of percent. Well, you know, in addition to lying about Tim Walz's service record, this campaign is. I mean, well, basically, they're just lying about everything. I'll just leave it at that. Anyhow, let's pick up your calls. Brad in Elk Grove Village. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. In a segue from the part you read about how Christian nationalism, became normalized, I cannot understand why the Democratic Party is not highlighting absolute religious hypocrisy of the Republicans in demanding Christian nationalism, because Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is mine, or that which is his, render unto me that which is mine. And right there, and I think the founding fathers definitely had this text on their mind, this verse, in arguing for separation of church and state, because Jesus is God's representative here on earth. Caesar is the state's representative here on earth. And more to that fact, we know Trump wants to be a Caesar.
Yeah.
Now, my point is, I know you don't like, from what I've heard, I believe you're not real keen on getting into religious stuff, but
I have no problem getting into religious stuff, Brad. You know, I think your point is well made that Democrats should be pushing back. My guess is that they're not, by and large, because this is a nuanced issue. It does require some knowledge of what Jesus actually said, and most Christians don't know what Jesus actually said. They just know what their preacher tells them.
Well, when you say, render to me that which is mine, most Christians should understand that.
I agree. I'm just telling you, most Christians don't even know about that verse, much less, you know, much of the rest of it. But Brad, I think Democrats should be pushing back, and I have said many times on this program, in my opinion, the essence of Christianity is the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 25, and both of those directly contradict basically the entire Republican agenda. Brad, thanks for the call. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon or good morning to you, Tom.
Thank you.
I got a comment I want to make about J.D. Vance. Mm-hmm. I wrote a poem. It goes like this here. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the most dangerous of them all? J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Let's keep them out of office while we still have a chance.
There you go. I'm with you, Andrew. Yeah.
So this is what the issue I want to raise, Tom. You know, Fox News was sued for lying and misrepresenting the facts. So politics doesn't allow you, just because you're candidate, to lie on someone's record.
Right.
So what I'd like to see is rather than fight J.D. Vance's lies in commercials, you can also just take him to court and have his lawyer send Vance a letter and say, if you want to talk about Walt's political record, that's okay. But when you lie on his military record that could have lasting consequences outside his political career, then we'll sue you if you do this. I think that that's what should take place, because I mean, they have no nothing's too low for Donald Trump and J.D.
Right.
Vance.
No, I agree, Andre. Just to clarify the distinction, in the United States, the First Amendment has been interpreted multiple times by the Supreme Court and others to say that basically you can lie all you want about pretty much anything. until it actually produces a harm, a measurable harm. That's called a tort in law. And when you have when your lies have produced a harm, then the person or the entity, in this case it was Dominion Voting Systems, who has been harmed by your lies, can sue to undo that harm or to repair that harm. And that's what the voting machine company did when they sued Fox. Political candidates, though, cannot sue. Public officials, public figures do not have the right to sue for libel and do not have the right to collect damages, even for reputational damage in the United States. Private individuals can, but I can't, politicians can't, you know, public officials can't, people who are in the public eye. And so there's really no basis to sue, you know, because you can't demonstrate a harm. You know, the voting machine company could demonstrate that they lost millions of dollars in contracts, and that's, you know, a measurable harm. But I understand your point, and I think instead of, you know, trying to sue, which won't be possible, what they need to be doing is pointing out that they're being swift-boated, that this was a lie in 2004 when they went after John Kerry. And they got away with it because Kerry never responded. He just didn't think anybody would believe the lie. He was so clearly a war hero, and you know. And but this time around, the Walls or the Harris Walls campaign is pushing back hard, and I think that's what they need to do, Andre.
Right. Your point is well taken, Tom. And when you mentioned that, you made me think about Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman because they were actually harmed by the lie.
That's right, but they weren't so public figures, so and that's why they were able to sue. Yeah.
I do get your point. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Andre. Good talking to you. Jim in Austin, Texas. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Yeah, I was really wanting to call you because I noticed you wanted to talk about the Texas voting situation.
Yeah.
I go back to the days of poll tax and signing little tabs that could be matched with your ballot. So I've seen this a bit. I had an experience recently, and by the way, I have counted mail-in ballots and been an election judge, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I mailed in my ballot, waved my driver's license in the air, of course, to show my ID as I dropped it in the U.S. box, and didn't think much about it until about 2 weeks after the election closed. And I got a letter, and this is in Travis County, Texas, which is a very Democratic area, and people are very careful, that told me my vote was not going to be counted because my signature did not match that which was needed for a mail-in ballot. In Texas, the way we sign when we mail in, we sign over the flap of the envelope.
Right.
That is, there's a little ridge there. My hand was jarred by it, did distort my signature, but it was not horrible. Didn't think much about it. But I'm just putting out a warning that that method of signing over the flap, even Travis County, created a problem.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who was there during the discussion of whether or not to count my ballot, arguing in my favor, eventually was unable to prevail. So it's gotten to be extremely complicated in Texas to vote, even people who are doing their best to understand how to.
Yeah, not just in Texas, by the way, Jim. Even here in Oregon, where we have all mail-in ballots and have for over 20 years, the Republicans are allowed, you know, observers, the vote count observers. You can have a Democrat and a Republican. And so the Republican Party positions people there. And in those areas that are heavily Democratic, you know, Portland, the Salem, the state capital, Eugene, the big university town, people from those three towns, the Republicans just object to their signatures constantly and to try to get their ballots kicked out.
And that's what we've seen here in Travis County.
Yeah, you're seeing it all over the country, actually.
Yeah.
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 Thank you, Jim. Thanks for pointing that out. I should amend my article.
We have an excellent expert in the area of registration who travels all over the country explaining how it works, Bruce Elephant.
Yeah.
And has tried to clarify this as much as possible in the area of registration.
Yeah. The other thing is if you try to register to vote online in Texas, when you fill out the form, there's a little button at the bottom that says submit. You submit it and it says, you know, congratulations, you submitted the form. But what you really have to do is print the form, sign it, and mail it in, and or bring it in person. The electronic form doesn't do anything. And there's multiple articles out there right now about how people thought they had registered to vote. It's very deceptive, the way that the Secretary of State in Texas set it up. They do not want people to vote there.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteer registrars throughout the state to try to overcome some of that, but it's extremely difficult here.
Yeah, I get it. Jim, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Martha in Eugene, Oregon. Speaking of Eugene, Oregon, hey, Martha, what's up?
Hey, good morning, and thank you for all the work that you do. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there are two groups on Facebook called Cat Ladies for Kamala. And you don't have to be a cat lady. You can be a man, dog, guy, or birds, or whatever. And there are up to almost 80,000 people in one, 70,000 people in one group, and 8,000 in the other group. And it's just grown exponentially. And after Tim Walz was announced as the vice president, they started a thread on, this is what Tim Walz does. And for example, Tim Walz tried to give you directions, but you're not from here, so you don't know where the old Bob's Hardware store is. So he just got in the passenger seat and went with you. Tim Walz volunteered to help with harvest. Tim Walz said, go on your vacation. I'll watch your cats for you. Anyway, hundreds of these posts about what a decent guy he is.
Right.
I don't know how many of these were true or not. Some of them actually were, like how he gives out the big candy bars at Halloween, and somebody posted a picture of his family with them. But I thought to myself, we're not just talking about Tim Walz. We're talking about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a return to decency.
Yep.
And I just thought the United States has hit its bottom with Trump and now with Vance.
Yep.
We want to get back to being a decent group of people.
A normal country,
and,
yeah,
and it was just, I mean, it makes my eyes tear up to read these things. Mm. So any of your listeners, two groups, Cat Ladies for Kamala on Facebook, and also I'm going to be sending out 500 postcards to Arizona. Mm-hmm. You do have to buy your own stamps, but it's a small price to pay for democracy.
Yep.
So I urge people to do that. And again, thank you so much for the work that you do. And I think
we're
going to win this file.
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up, the cat lady. I got to tell Louise about it. You know, we have three cats, and she considers herself a cat lady. Although we have two dogs too. Martha, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
46 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. There will be at least one presidential debate. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will meet September 10th on ABC. He wants to do two more next month.
I am happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10th, for sure.
That's the vice president's response as she was ready to board a flight from Detroit to Arizona. Dozens of surfers, canoe paddlers, and boat riders made their way into the ocean off Lahaina to remember the 102 people who were killed in the Maui wildfires. The nation's deadliest wildfires in more than a century destroyed the historic town a year ago. Tornado watches are extended through 7 a.m. tomorrow from the Washington, D.C. and Baltimore areas as Tropical Depression Debbie approaches. There are flood watches in the Carolinas to New England. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issues an executive order requiring all Texas hospitals to collect information about undocumented immigrants who use them. This is ABC News.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Plans are moving ahead to replace the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Dates for next year's Summerfest in Milwaukee are set. The big gig will be Thursdays through Saturdays from June 19th through July 5th. It'll be the 57th edition of Summerfest. Thanks to a new partnership with the Northcott Neighborhood House, Juneteenth programming will be offered for the first time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here are some weekend movie suggestions. The Blake Lively film, It Ends With Us, is a romantic drama receiving mostly good reviews. It Ends With Us is adapted from the novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Borderlands is a sci-fi adventure about an intergalactic bounty hunter with a sketchy past and a ragtag team of misfits that are charged with saving the galaxy. The film is based on one of the most popular video games of all time. The film is pulling a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, so you might want to steer clear or hope you're in the 3%. And if you're looking for a movie about lip-syncing before it was cool or even accepted, check out Girl, You Know It's True, a documentary about Milli Vanilli's meteoric rise up the music charts, which culminated with three number one hits, none of which they sang. The biopic takes a good look at what the lives of Milli and Vanilli were like before and after the fall, and it's pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Our lows will drop to the lower 50s. West winds will be light. On your Friday, more clouds on the way. Highs near 70 degrees. Breezy northwest winds. More sunshine Saturday. Highs in the lower 70s. Currently 59 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Or no, it was Husted, Secretary of State Husted, H-U-S-T-E-D, however you pronounce it. Those cases, I'm not... You know, but beyond that, there's all different kinds of ways that they're trying to suppress the vote. What's your point?
Well, I would just like to try to do something to combat these voter suppression laws.
Yeah.
You know, if they were registering as Republicans, would they go through their own rolls?
Thank you. I missed that part of your question. Probably not, because they're doing it mostly based on geography.
If the Democrats did all this stuff they do in the blue states, I bet they'd really scream.
Yeah, they would, but Democrats don't control the blue states. Well, actually, they do control the blue states, but, Yeah, I just don't see Democrats doing this. I mean, Democrats want everybody to vote, and Republicans don't want everybody to vote. It's that simple. And you don't sacrifice your values just for it. But most of what we're seeing, as far as I've been able to tell, most of this voter suppression stuff, and particularly the caging stuff, is happening in the big cities. When Husted took his case to the Supreme Court, that was they were purging people in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus, as I recall. So that's how they do it. They don't look at whether you're registered as a Democrat or Republican. They look at where you live. Roger, thanks for the call. Jeff in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, hey, a lady mentioned J.D. Vance doing something about the perimeter of Air Force Two.
Yeah.
And I had a little bit to add to that conversation. I used to work at a company that made essentially Marine One rotary wing aircraft, to use the proper term. Two things of interest. One is that when it was in the shop, so to speak, or being built, they had it behind a 12-foot chain link fence with tarps over it and barbed wire at the top. They didn't want you in there if you didn't have access.
Right.
Now, the other thing that's even more interesting is, of course, helicopters need to be run once in a while, tested, whatever. So when they had it out on the tarmac, they had armed guards, and they did not play. If you even looked at them for too long, they started, made it clear that they were ready with their rifles and started heading your way. And you're kind of like, divert your eyes and walk away. So I'm just curious what the rules – I don't know what the rules are once it's in service like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there's a distinct possibility that that could have caused an armed confrontation between Vice President Harris's Secret Service contingent and J.D. Vance's Secret Service, detail.
Yeah, apparently the two Secret Service groups just didn't want to get into it. But I think it's just weird. I mean, it's creepy that he's trying to stalk her plane, for God's sake. I mean, this is J.D. Vance trying to pretend that he's Donald Trump during the debate with Hillary Clinton. I think I'll walk up on the woman.
The Secret Service, they could have resolved it with a phone call or a walkie-talkie and said, you're right, we're not going to do this.
Right.
But, suppose you got one trigger-happy person on Kamala's Secret Service detail, and all they got to do is pull their gun, and all of a sudden it's on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
my guess, one of the things we know about law enforcement, and the Secret Service is not immune to this, is that law enforcement tends to be filled with Republicans, with authoritarians. And so my guess is that the Secret Service protecting Kamala Harris, the Secret Service protecting J.D. Vance, are pretty much of the same mind, and they probably didn't much mind that J.D. Vance was trying to, I think he thought he was ridiculing Kamala or intimidating her. I'm not sure what he thought he was doing, trying to steal a spotlight. But it was pathetic. I mean, it's just pathetic. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Every time he tries to steal the spotlight, he adds to his weirdness.
There you go. There you go. Jeff, thank you very much. Yeah, he generally is weird, very strange. We'll be right back with Phil Itner to get an update on what's going on in Ukraine. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever. And ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show this Friday. We air the grievances. Presidential debate. They both accepted Harris v. Trump. We'll talk about it.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.